Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. Thank you for being here today to listen to this, I believe, very important message to understand how the enemy works and tries to attack believers. But at the same time, this is a part two video, as we saw in part one about the Apostle Paul and how his message goes right along, according to Scripture, with the message of Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. And we're going to look now at Paul's character and look at who Paul was as a believer, a man, a leader of a movement, someone who wrote most of the Renewed Covenant. And we're going to look at this. And as I said, many people are being led away through spiritual warfare by the enemy. And this is one of the ways to do it, by attacking the character of who Paul was. And we're going to be discussing this today. Now, I know many of you listening on a Christian radio station or a Christian YouTube channel might think it's ludicrous that some people would think Paul and Yeshua had separate messages or separate gospels. But this is actually what some people believe out there and are teaching out there. And people fall for this. So we're going to clarify this. So I encourage you to look at part one. I'll put a link below the video, or you could just look it up on my YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries. But we first have to ask the question of who was Paul. Well, his name was actually Shaul, and he was, I believe, an amazing example of who Yeshua wants us to be. I believe he was filled with the Ruach HaKodesh, and he followed it. I believe Yeshua personally called him to his ministry, and I get so excited at reading the scriptures and knowing and learning his passion for Yeshua. And he gave up everything to follow Yeshua. Some people that are non-believers in Yeshua will say, or at least the Yeshua of the scriptures will say, Paul was a false apostle, and his message was different than Yeshua's, and he created his own religion. I don't agree with that at all. I think, as I said, he was personally chosen by Yeshua and sacrificed everything to proclaim the gospel. And we're going to see that here in this message. So the first thing we have to understand is our Creator has a pattern and an order. And when he says, know the plans I have for you, they are for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope. We can only receive that future and hope. We can only receive that good and that not disaster if we stick to his plan, keeping things in the order our Creator wanted them to be, following the pattern of our Creator. And we see through spiritual warfare, when somebody takes things out of that order, and that's what the enemy tries to make us do, that's where the opposite happens. We receive the disaster. We don't have a future and a hope. And the enemy wants to disrupt the order of our Creator. So we need to understand this, because I see one of the ways the enemy does that, or a very common way, is putting Paul against Yeshua. It begins with Paul disagreed with Yeshua, then Paul wasn't legitimate, then Paul's writing shouldn't be scripture, then what other scripture shouldn't we believe? That is often a beginning to somebody no longer believing in the scriptures. And if you don't believe in the scriptures, now you don't believe in the Yeshua of the scriptures. And now you go look at other books, and then you start believing in other things that people are saying, creating their own Yeshua. So remember, the enemy doesn't have to get us to reject the whole Bible all at once. Sometimes You know, he only needs to convince you to start questioning which part you believe and which part he doesn't. And this is the big problem. So now here's the other thing about Paul. Paul wasn't looking for Yeshua. You know, we got to understand the history of Paul. In Acts 9, verses 1 and 2, it says, but Saul, or Shaul, Saul was also his name, but Saul still breathing threats and slaughter against disciples of Yeshua, went to the high priest and asked for letters from him to the synagogue of Damascus, that if he found anyone who were of the way, whether man or woman, he might bring them, bound them to Jerusalem. So he wasn't like curious about the believers or Yeshua or looking for a new religion. He was actually coming against the believers. He was actually trying to persecute them. He wasn't trying to become an apostle. He was going there to persecute them. He was going there to come against them. And Yeshua himself, as we read in Acts, stopped Paul from doing that. Acts 9, verses 3 and 6. As he traveled, he got close to Damascus. And suddenly a light from the sky shone around him. And he fell on earth and heard the voice say to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? And he said, Who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Yahshua, whom you are persecuting. But rise up and enter into the city, and you will be told what you must do. Amazing. To me, this is one of the most amazing things of Scripture. He wasn't looking to create and invent this mission. His life was interrupted by Yahshua. And for all of us that have had that experience, truly had that experience, many of us weren't looking for him. But we found him. And Paul did as well. And this is how I know Paul's life and everything that happened is real, because Yeshua took him and transformed him. He wasn't pursuing Yeshua, but Yeshua was pursuing him. And it's amazing how Yeshua can take somebody so wicked and trying to persecute him and just change the heart of that person. It has to be the right timing too. When it's just a beautiful story, and it's a true story. You know, now I've heard people say, well, you know, Yeshua opened people's eyes. He didn't close them because Paul was briefly blinded. These people are wicked, and the Bible says my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You know, people just want to, well, the enemy wants to use people to get people not to believe in Scripture. How could anyone say Paul went against Yeshua when the Bible clearly shows he went right along with Yeshua? Then let's look in Acts 9:15-16. But the Lord said to him, Go your way, for he is my chosen vessel to bear my name before the nations and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake. Chosen vessel to go to the nations, kings, Israel, and suffer for my sake. If we're going to call Paul a false apostle, what do we do with this scripture where Yeshua is calling him a chosen vessel? Understand, before this, Paul was living a nice, comfortable life. He didn't have to put all these hardships of his life and suffer the way he did for the sake of Yeshua. In Philippians 3:4-6, he says, Though I myself might have confidence even in the flesh, if any other man thinks that he has confidence in the flesh, I yet more, circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the assembly, concerning the righteous, which is the law, found blameless. So Paul had status and education and religious standing and a reputation and authority and a future. And then he met Yeshua. Wow. Wow. You know, ask yourself if somebody would claim that Paul was creating his own religion or belief system different than the one of Yeshua. What would he possibly have to gain from something like this? What would he have gotten? I mean, he had everything he already needed. If he was trying to make everything up, don't you think he would have made something better up than being so persecuted? In Philippians 3, 7 and 8, it says, however, I consider those things that were gain to me as a loss for Christ. Yes, most certainly, and I count all things to be a loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Yeshua our Messiah, my Lord, for whom I suffered the loss of all things. What did he gain by coming to believe and follow Yeshua? Persecution, beatings, prison, rejection, shipwrecks, even death. How could somebody say, and how could somebody believe that he was making this stuff up that was different? Why would somebody do that to bring all this upon themselves? He had a comfortable life, but he surrendered all that comfort when he met Yeshua. And what he had to endure to do that. Think about this. Slow down and think about this. Now again, I said, most of you listening to this are in full agreement with me that Paul was a blessed apostle of and promoter of Yeshua, and he didn't change the message at all. But I want you to know what's going on out there and be aware of those that try to claim his message was different or wrong. I mean, think about what he had to deal with. 2 Corinthians 11:24 to 27 says, five different times the Jewish leaders gave me 39 lashes. Three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times I was shipwrecked. Once I spent a whole night and a day adrift at sea. I have traveled on many long journeys. I have faced danger from rivers and from robbers. I have faced danger from my own people, the Jewish people, as well as from the Gentiles. I have faced danger in cities, in the deserts, and on seas. And I have faced danger from men who claim to be believers but are not. I have worked hard and long, enduring many sleepless nights. I have been hungry and thirsty and have often gone without food. I have shivered in the cold without enough clothing to keep me warm. Does that sound like somebody who was creating something to go through all of this? Paul experienced whippings, beatings with rods and stoning and shipwrecks and cold and imprisonment. And he never backed down. He never gave up. He continued to pursue his goal of promoting Yeshua along the way. Because he believed Yeshua revealed to him was true. What was revealed to him was true. You know, and he didn't make up his own message. He preached the message of Yeshua. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 5 says, for we don't preach ourselves, but Yeshua our Messiah as ourselves, as your servants for Yeshua's sake. Paul wasn't building the church of Paul. Paul preached. And his goal and his message was Yeshua is Lord. And then we look at those that walked with him. The other apostles recognizing who Paul was. And in agreement, understanding, and believing that this was a transformed man. Who once was looking to persecute them. And now was 100% on their same goal of promoting Yeshua. Yes. They didn't always see eye to eye, but no two human beings in this world see eye to eye. We look at Galatians 2 verse 9 that says, James and Cephas and John, they were reputed to be pillars, gave to me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship. Think about this. James, Peter, and John. People immediately connected with Yeshua. Now, if Paul was teaching an entirely different message, why recognize his ministry? Those that knew Yeshua's ministry didn't treat Paul as the enemy of Yahshua. Only the enemy is doing that today to get people to not follow the Bible, not believe in the Bible. Now, it's one thing if you don't understand the whole Bible and all the scriptures. We continually learn. We continually be studying it, and we should be reading it and figuring it out. But to disprove it or say this isn't true just because we don't understand, I do believe that's works of the enemy, folks, and we need to be aware of this and careful of this. Peter himself called Paul our beloved brother in 2 Peter 3:15-16, and said wisdom was given to him. Yes, some things are hard to understand and people twist them, but Peter never rejected Paul and Paul's message. And the most important thing, the thing I see the most, is we don't understand what Paul was dealing with at that time, because we hear things like Rome, which is a vacation destination today. And Paul's greatest desire was to go to Rome and preach the gospel to Caesar at that time. That was his greatest goal, to go to the most wicked, dark place on the earth at that time and preach the gospel of Yeshua. And we can't equivalent that today, because Rome's some nice vacation destination today. But I tell you this, what Paul did was equivalent to me saying I have to go preach the gospel to the middle of ISIS somewhere in the Middle East, because that's what Yeshua wants me to do and I must go there. Everyone around Paul thought he was crazy for wanting to go there, because it was literally a death sentence, just as it would be for myself. But I'm giving you the equivalent of how much Paul wanted to go and get this message out, that he was willing to put his life on the line for it, and he didn't want the easy, comfortable life for it. And if he was creating his own doctrine, his own religion, and wanted to be his own leader, I don't think he would have put it the way he put it and made the story the way he made it. This should be proof to anyone that's trying to be deceived by the enemy and think that Paul was trying to create his own religion and do his own things. You got to ask yourself, what are these people trying to accomplish when they do these things? And it all ends up with people leaving the faith of the Yeshua, the true Yeshua of the scriptures. Paul was determined to go and get his message out and appeal to Caesar. Now, so we think about that and we put that on the terms of today, and we think about all of this, and we think about what we're reading and understanding. I hope we're coming to see the truth of this. Paul valued his calling above his safety. In Acts 20, verses 22 to 24, it says, "Now behold, I go bound by the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there, except that the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, testifies in every city, saying that bounds and afflictions wait for me. But these things don't count, nor do I hold my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy. And the ministry which I receive from the Lord Yahshua, our Messiah, to fully testify the good news and the grace of our wonderful Creator." You hear that? I do not hold my life dear to myself. Why? Why did he say that? That he may finish the race. And ask yourself in your life, what matters more? Your comfort or the calling? Safety or obedience? Reputation or truth? Simply this, folks. Paul's life became Yahshua. That's it. Galatians 2:20, "I have been crucified with Messiah. And it is no longer I that live, but Yeshua that lives in me. That life which I now live is in the flesh. I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave me up, and gave himself up for me." He didn't say, "Look at me." He said, "It is no longer I who live." And the man accused of replacing Yeshua built his entire life around Yeshua. Hallelujah. Paul was humble about his past and about his life and about his walk and about what he did and how he did it. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 9 says, "For I am the least of the apostles, who is not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the assembly of Yah." He never forgot where he came from. He understood grace because he knew. He persecuted people, yet Yeshua still called him to this great calling. And he did a wonderful, wonderful job representing. And it's only the wickedness of those that want to take apart our Creator's word and draw people away ultimately from Yahshua's message. Remember Satan's old question: did God really say? Genesis 3 verse 1 says, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any animal in the field which Yahweh had made. And he said to the woman, has God really said that?" The enemy's strategy from Genesis was to take things out of order of Yah, to twist his words around, create doubt about Yahweh's word. Be careful when you hear teachings like this. You know, and remember that. Don't confuse difficult scripture with untrustworthy scripture. You know, Paul knew who he believed in 2 Timothy 1 verses 12. "Yet I am not ashamed, for I know him who I have believed." I know him. He wasn't just defending a system of the Bible. His confidence was in Yahshua. And he finished the race in 2 Timothy 4, 6, verse 8. "For I am already being offered. At this time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. From now on, the crown of righteousness is stored up for me." Persecutor of Yeshua's followers to suffering of Yeshua. From the Damascus Road to Rome. From "Who are you, Lord?" to "I have kept the faith." That was Paul's life. Paul gave up comfort. What are we willing to give up, everyone? He risked his reputation. Are you willing to be unpopular today for the sake of Yeshua? He went towards a danger for the gospel. Are we willing to take the message to the dark areas of the world? Paul faced imprisonment. He was beaten. We shouldn't only admire his faith, we should ask whether we're willing to live with that kind of commitment ourselves. I'm not telling you to worship Paul, folks, but I'm telling you, don't slander him either. Paul's not Yeshua. We don't worship him. He cannot save us. Only Yeshua is the Messiah. Only Yeshua is the Master and the Savior. But honoring Yeshua does not require dishonoring the man called to Yeshua. Remember, Yeshua called them my chosen vessel. We don't follow Paul or Paul's message instead of Yeshua. But we should appreciate Paul, because Paul followed Yeshua and promoted Yeshua. And in no way came against him. In no way contradicted him. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will reveal the truth to those that have been led away, or those who were never there, to see the truth and the importance of understanding who Paul is and the importance of what he did. If somebody says you need to choose between Paul and Yeshua, your response should be, Paul already made that choice. He chose Yeshua. He followed Yeshua. He preached Yeshua. He suffered for Yeshua. He went to prison for Yeshua. And he carried Yeshua's message towards kings and to Caesar. He was willing to die for Yeshua. And Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11 verse 1, be imitators of me, even as I am also of Christ. So perhaps the real question isn't, should I follow Paul or Yeshua? The real question is, am I willing to follow Yeshua with the commitment Paul did? He went all the way, all out. He fought the good fight, finished the course, and kept the faith. Can I say that? People want to pick and choose and take scripture out of context to try to fit their doctrine or their understanding or their different gospels. I would say people are guilty for the very thing they're accusing Paul of here by preaching a different gospel and coming against Yeshua. But not Paul. He didn't replace Yeshua's message at all. He gave his life proclaiming Yeshua. And may we have the courage to finish our race faithfully as Paul finished his. Hallelujah. I pray, brothers and sisters, that our eyes are open to the spiritual warfare that's out there and the spiritual battles. And I'm thankful that I come to see the truth about all those that put their lives and sacrificed their lives for the message and the gospel of Yahshua. This was part two to a two-part series about the Apostle Paul. If you'd like to see the full video to part one, you can go to my YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries, or look at the previous message on this radio station. There are many people out there that are promoting a false gospel, and the enemy is using this to get people to disvalue the Bible. But we must take the Bible for what it is, the true words of our Creator, whether we understand it or not. And there's nothing that Paul says that goes against what Yeshua says. It's either a misunderstanding or a lack of knowledge. So I hope this audio helped you to come see the truth. And if anyone starts preaching a different gospel, stick to the real deal. Have a blessed day, brothers and sisters. May Yah be with you this day and always. Thank you for listening to this radio station and to this program. And if you'd like to support us financially to keep us on the air, that would be a blessing. Have a great day and shalom, shalom. Come
out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministry. Jesus loves me, this I know.
Start Smart Learning Center offers a fun, nurturing, faith-based space for your child to grow and succeed. We are now enrolling children ages 1 to 5 years old. Visit our website at startsmartlc.org or call us at 772-281-4121 to give your child the head start they deserve. Yes, Jesus loves me.